So the album Days of Exile has been out since May 2017, so almost a year. Is it everything that you anticipated? Is it better than you expected? How it's been received?
Yeah, well, it's amazing to us. Just, we are so grateful to be here, like in Washington, D.C. for the second time. And we are very aware of how privileged we are to be making music because we come from a place that really has collapsed. Venezuela has collapsed in on itself financially and socially. And it's just so horrible to us to see that from the outside. But we're also very grateful to be able to keep on making music and keep on being a band after everything that happened. So I think there's a huge sense of gratefulness. And we get in a van and we hit the road. And for some bands, it's like, oh, I'm so tired. I want to make it. And for us, Mangan always has this phrase. Mangan's the drummer. He's right here next to me. He has this phrase like, the band's going to make it. And he's like, no, bro, the band is making it. And that's sort of how we feel as a band. We're so always grateful to play to a new audience and just showcase our music.
That's amazing. Like for us coming from Venezuela, you know, having the chance like just to tour and play in for this first time, like this is like actually, I'll say the first good tour we've done since we moved here. And we're doing venues like Black Cat. It's a huge deal for us. You know, like each time we came to a city, we will go there and like, one day we'll play there.
It's Dave Grohl's bar. Right, the Black Cat.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
Yeah.
Mangan's a huge fan of Foo Fighters.
Yeah, so.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah,
so great.
Yeah, it's so good. And you know, like playing in these amazing venues and getting to know all this American crowd for the first time, because it took us kind of some time to get to Miami. We built our own studio. We have like our own little the Wood Cabin School. It's been a process after that, like doing the whole album in English and everything. And now finally that we're touring it and we're getting a lot of dates, and there's going to be more dates to be announced soon. And it's such a great experience, as Rodrigo was telling it, for us. Like, we are so grateful that after 12 years, we can still be doing this, and we're going to play tonight, and we're going to rock and roll, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and we're really grateful to have you guys here, too. Like, Yeah, you're great. I wanted to add, so since it's your first debut album in English, do you think that the lyricism and advocacy about Venezuela, the crisis and everything, do you think that because it's coming from different language and a different audience, do you think that we're like more aware and more understanding of the issue?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a sense of awareness. That's a huge word for us. Albert and I are always talking about how important it is to be aware. We were actually thinking about this. The next album should be called Awareness.
Yeah.
It's a little cheesy, but just the idea of being aware and putting that, absorbing that, putting it into our lyrics is very important to us. You were talking about So Many Stars, which is a song in the album. And that encases what we were talking about in the previous question. There's a part in the lyrics that says, of all the places we could be, we are here and we are together. And I think that pertains a lot to what we were talking about, being in exile. And just, we have all other bands in Venezuela that are friends of ours that they just had to scram all over the place, and some of them, they couldn't keep the band together because of having to leave Venezuela. We were able enough to do that. And another thing is that we want to be ambassadors for good in representation of Venezuela and show people that there's so much more to these places that people don't know, like that we love rock and roll, that there's a huge, huge music scene from Venezuela. I don't know, I think we feel responsible to also be activists for human rights, make people aware. Every chance we get in front of a microphone is a chance to make people aware of what is happening in Venezuela and make them know what's happening. And it's such an important cause because what is happening in Venezuela is very sad, and everyone should be aware of it. Because at the end of the day, we're all citizens of the world and we're all just people. I don't know. I think we try to have this message intertwined in our music of hope and to inspire a newer generation of Venezuelans and Latin American kids that might not have the opportunities we have. Just inspire them, let them know that it is possible and you can shoot for the stars. That's sort of what we're trying to do here with this album.
Going off that activism piece, is there anything that, you know, your fans, your listeners can do in terms of spreading the awareness about the crisis in Venezuela or anything else like that?
I mean, in terms of like the people who'll probably listen to this radio, it's just, I believe, just getting more educated. You know, like we're not trying to like convince anybody to do anything specific. We're just trying to make people aware of the things that are happening, not just in America, but like in the rest of the world. And not even necessarily just to be like empathetic with the rest of the world, although that's obviously really important because we are all more connected than ever before. But also to see like the patterns of things that are happening elsewhere, you know, and like how those things reverberate all over, including the U.S., you know, right now. Like, there's a lot of similar patterns of behavior that we've sort of already been through and seen as they developed in a way, obviously in a place with a lot weaker institutions and a lot more problems than in the US, but still, like, there's a lot of things that can be learned observing, you know, how other societies collapse and, like, how tyrants try to, like, take over. I think it's important for people to know.
I mean, that's really good to hear. It's really good to know. So to those listening, listen up. Be aware.
And take action in your own way. I mean, yeah, everybody knows, really.
So in terms of looking towards the future, where do you see the band going? Like, you said that you kind of wanted to reinvent yourselves, do the English album, kind of feel like a new band again, revitalize. Do you have any future albums, tours, collaborations in mind?
Well, yeah, we're definitely working on new music. We have this syndrome of as soon as we end the recording of a new album, we immediately start working on the next one. I guess it's this fear of if you stop, you die. Life is like a bicycle kind of thing, that if you stop pedaling, the project we always see into the future. Try to be as present as possible and enjoy the moment and promote the album we're promoting right now. But we're always thinking about the next song and the next moment and what's the story we're going to tell after this. And yeah, I think we're...
Maybe we'll play a new song tonight. I don't know if he feels good about it.
Sweet.
He's the one that decides. Maybe. Maybe.
That'd be
hit. I don't decide it. We all decide it.
So yeah, yeah, maybe. It's right. It's like on the set list, but yeah, we haven't played it yet. We'll see.
We're excited for it. So, yeah. I actually have a question from a listener. My dad is listening in.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Charles. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Charles.
He asks, if you have a band of choice, like from the U.S., to tour with, who would it be?
Right now,
the Rack and Tours are not on tour right now. I guess we would say Queens of the Stone Age. Mm. We're big Queens of the Stone Age fans. Or Jack White. Jack White is about to go on tour, and yep, we're huge Jack White fans. So any of those two will do for us.
Yeah, that's epic. Honored. Do you have anything else to add, Kate?
I'm good.
Okay, sweet. So yeah, check out their show. They're going to be playing at the Black Cat tonight, 7:30. Doors are opening at 7:30. Tickets are still on sale for $15 at Ticketfly. For more information on that, go to blackcatdc.com. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Jackie. This was awesome.
Yes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, so stick around. And pretty soon, they're going to be performing here live on set on WGMUradio.com. Your voice amplified.
Yeah.